Hello, welcome to Language Island. I'm Mia. Today, we are going to secure a place to sleep. We're going to master the hotel check-in. Japanese hospitality is famous worldwide, but the check-in process can feel formal and fast. Don't worry. We are going to simulate the interaction so you can walk up to that front desk with total confidence. Joining us to be your guide is our native speaker, Kenji.
こんにちは。Kenji です。
Let's begin. You've just arrived at your hotel lobby with your bags. You approach the front desk. The first thing you need to say is simply, check in, please. Listen closely to how Kenji adds a polite word at the end to soften the request.
チェックインをお願いします。
Did you hear that polite ending? Kenji, can you say just that softening word one more time, slowly?
お願いします。
Perfect. Now, the full phrase. Check in, please.
チェックインをお願いします。
The staff will likely ask for your name. You want to tell them, I have a reservation.
予約しています。
Kenji, let's isolate the word for reservation.
予約。
And the phrase for I have done or I am doing.
しています。
So together, it means I have a reservation. Now, let's put it together with your name. Let's pretend your name is Miller.
予約しています。ミラーです。
Perfect. Now, the receptionist will almost certainly ask for something legal. If you are a foreigner in Japan, showing your passport is mandatory by law, so have it ready. Listen for the word passport. It sounds very similar in Japanese. Kenji, how does it sound?
Passporto.
And the full question?
Passporto を拝見できますか?
He asked, may I see your passport? When you hand it over, you use the standard phrase for here you go.
はい、どうぞ。
Short and sweet. Kenji, try that again.
はい、どうぞ。
While they scan your passport, they might ask you to fill out a registration card. Once that is done, you might have questions. The most common one? Breakfast. You want to ask, is breakfast included?
朝食はついていますか?
Let's listen to just the word for breakfast.
朝食。
And the phrase for, is it included or is it attached?
ついていますか?
Put it all together. Note how Kenji's voice rises at the end to make it a question.
朝食はついていますか?
Now, ask about something even more critical than food, internet. You want to ask, what is the Wi-Fi password? You can use the English word Wi-Fi, but Kenji, show us the Japanese pronunciation.
Wi-Fi.
It has a distinct sound. Now, the full question.
Wi-Fi のパスワードは何ですか?
Okay, you have your key. But imagine you arrived too early. Check-in usually isn't until 3 p.m. You want to explore the city without your heavy suitcase. You need to ask them to hold your luggage. This is a slightly longer, advanced phrase.
荷物を預かってもらえますか?
That was long. Let's break it down. First, Kenji, the word for luggage.
荷物。
Next, the verb form that means to keep or hold in custody.
預かって。
Wow, Kenji, put it together. Can you hold my luggage?
荷物を預かってもらえますか?
Excellent. Now, fast forward. You've stayed the night, it was wonderful, and you're ready to leave. You approach the desk to check out.
チェックアウトをお願いします。
Just like at the start, check out, please. But before you go, maybe you want them to call a taxi for you.
タクシーを呼んでもらえますか?
You heard the word for taxi. Kenji, can you say just the verb for to call?
呼んで。
So the whole sentence is, can you call a taxi?
タクシーを呼んでもらえますか?
Finally, as you walk out the door, the staff will bow and thank you. You should reply with a specific phrase that means thank you for your help or thank you for taking care of me. It literally translates to I became your care.
お世話になりました。
This is a beautiful phrase to use with anyone who has hosted you. One last time, with feeling.
お世話になりました。
You've successfully checked in, navigated the amenities, and checked out like a pro. Practice these phrases on the plane, and you'll breeze through the lobby. See you next time on Language Island.
またね。